Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 493 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Brittany.
Hey, Pat. Brittany here from Be Hooked Crochet. My question for you is in regards to affiliate marketing for low-dollar items. My website is devoted to teaching, sharing, and inspiring the art of crochet, and I do so by designing patterns, creating video tutorials, product reviews, demonstrating techniques, and more. My early monetization strategy consisted of AdSense. However, I would like to pivot and shift my focus towards affiliate marketing. I love the affiliate marketing model for my business because I'm able to put links directly to the supplies needed to complete my projects. It's a win-win for me and my audience. I've added some links to my most popular projects, and my audience has been purchasing through these links. The supplies cost on average between $3 and $10 each. Although I have referred about 100 sales since focusing my efforts on affiliate marketing, this only translates to about $70 in commission. So my question for you is it worth the time investment to research and add the links to my pages, the trouble dealing with the small income on my taxes, and what are your thoughts on scalability when promoting low-dollar items? Thank you so much for all you do. Your wisdom has helped me tremendously, and I can attribute much of my success directly to you and your efforts.
Hey, Brittany, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate the kind words at the end there, and so let's get right into your answer. Do I think it is a waste of time? Do I think it is something that you shouldn't be doing? Absolutely not. You should definitely be doing it in the way you're doing it. And the thing is, for one, the products that you recommend are going to be products that are going to be helpful for your audience. So you should be recommending them anyway. And if I feel you can make a commission by doing that, then you might as well do that. And the thing is, with blog posts, with videos, podcast episodes, however you're promoting these are going to last you a long time. So as you build more content, you're going to have more links, and over time, you're going to start to create this amazing bank, this library of links that are out there. And so your commission might be $70 now. But even without doing any more work, you can see that increase over time as those articles get ranked higher in Google, as more people share them, and all those sorts of things. So I would continue to do that. You've just started, and it's only going to grow from now, which I think is really encouraging if you were to think of it that way. Another thing is, if you're doing Amazon promotions, for example, you have to understand that even though your products might be $3 to $10 that you're promoting as an affiliate through Amazon specifically, that you know you're getting just 5 to 10% depending on volume on that, you also get commission on anything else that people are buying through that link too. Anything they buy within 24 hours after going through your link on Amazon, you will get credit and a commission for that too. And I've had some weird things that people have purchased. You know, they go through my links for books and equipment and electronic related things, and then they end up buying a indoor pool or something. Yeah, literally, that's what they bought, or a gold watch, or, you know, pet related things, and that are really expensive, and a treadmill once somebody purchased. And I get, you know, I got $100 commission off a few of those items. So if you're promoting through Amazon specifically, that's another way that you can generate more commission than just the crochet supplies that you are that you are promoting. But again, the big thing here is that, yes, it's totally worth the time, because you are serving your audience, and this is a way for them to serve you back. They feel good about knowing that you're getting paid for this, and because you share that, hopefully you do. Hopefully you share that these are affiliate links, and that this is how people can pay you back for that information that that you are sharing with them. A lot of people are going to seek out your affiliate links and make sure to go through them in the future, and that's only going to increase your sales and your commission too. But definitely, it doesn't matter what the cost of the item is. Affiliate marketing, if it's possible, you might as well do it. If you know that you're providing value, you might as well give yourself a way to get paid back in return. And over time, as these articles and whatever you publish get put out there into the world and shared and climb the ranks of Google, and it just becomes a bigger part of your archive, you're going to see a lot more commission down the road too. So that's the short answer here, and that's exactly what I would continue to do. Continue to add links. Try to make it easier for yourself in terms of getting links that are, or making it easier for yourself to put those links into your stuff. I think that's one thing that holds a lot of people back, is kind of the how-to of affiliate marketing. And I think you could definitely, you know, find a process, make it easy for yourself, so that the next time you come up with an article, you can easily find that product and put it in there super quick. So it's not even any time at all for you to do that. And again, it just is definitely worth your time to do it, because you're going to get more commissions down the road. So that's that. I encourage you to continue to do it. And Brittany, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Just hit the record button, ask your question. And, I get about a dozen questions a day now for Ask Pat, which is awesome. Unfortunately, that means I can't answer all of them. But if I do answer your question and if it gets featured here, my assistant Jessica will message you and you will be featured. You'll get a t-shirt and all that good stuff. And you'll also help out everybody else who has the same question or something similar to you too. So again, thank you, Brittany. Thank you to everybody else out there listening. Thanks so much for listening in. To finish off, here's a quote from Glenn Gilmore. He said, "When you lose followers because of where you stand, you strengthen your tribe." I love that. Just because you're doing something that you believe in, you know, don't worry if you're going to lose followers, but you strengthen your tribe, you strengthen that message. So when you lose followers because of where you stand, you strengthen your tribe. Think about that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.